Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, where you can call in and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line if you'd like to weigh in with your thoughts and opinions. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And man, I tend to avoid talking about anything related to trans stuff as much as I can, but this story got brought to my attention by someone who was saying that the BBC is being transphobic in their take on this, and I'm not ready yet to get into it, but it's definitely worth talking about, and I'm looking forward to it. But I want to start with something happier, because a local satanic organization has convinced a school district in Delaware County that its dress code was discriminatory against Satanists. Once I saw that, I had to see the article. So Joseph Rose is the founder of a local organization called Satanic Delco, one that I've absolutely never heard of, says that fellow Satanists with children attending schools within the Rose Tree Media School District, which I've also never heard of, made him aware of the verbiage in the dress code banning any clothing or gear that are, quote, satanic in nature. Now, it doesn't sound like this is a religious school. It's just a public school district saying you can't have clothing that is satanic in nature.
It would maybe make sense to me if it was like a Catholic school or something like that, but if it's right. Just a random public school district, I don't see why they wouldn't let kids wear something.
I don't either, but that was evidently their policy. Rose said the idea that a public school would allow religious expression in school, but choose to single out and prohibit the expression of one specific religion, obviously seemed like a problem for us. Well, it's obviously a violation of the First Amendment. They're a public school. They can't say, hey, you can't have this one particular religious emblem on your clothing. It took about a month of consistent emails and phone calls. Man, this dude must be bored. And phone calls to the district before the superintendent sent out an announcement reading in part, although we have had no complaints or concerns brought forward by any student, parent, or resident, we will remove this language from our current dress code information in the student handbook. So the parents themselves didn't do that. They just contacted Joseph Rose, who did it evidently, consistently emailing and calling daily on their behalf, rather than, you know, requiring the students to do it, because the students are already being discriminated against, told they can't wear what they want to wear. So
yeah.
I don't blame this guy at all for being like, hey, look, no, you don't make yourself more of a target. I'll take care of this for you.
Well, and this happens a lot to Satanists. They kind of Satanism always gets singled out as being like the one religion that you're not allowed to be, basically, especially in public schools. A lot of public schools probably have that verbiage in their handbooks or whatever.
Right, and it's because they get their understanding of Satanism from, like, Hollywood.
Yeah, or, like, Christians.
Or Christians. But Christians sort of get theirs from Hollywood as well.
Yeah,
so it just sort of bleeds out from there. But I've been watching a lot of horror movies this month, like I do every October, and I swear, satanic ritual abuse is like a catchphrase in Hollywood. At least 10 of the movies I've seen have used that exact phrase no less than 20 times throughout the movie. Just satanic ritual abuse, satanic ritual abuse.
Yeah.
And a few of them handle it really well, talking about how, you know, there was just this hysteria about satanic ritual abuse. But the majority of them just take it seriously and run with it. And, of course, that creates the perception in the minds of people. That's their only exposure to what a Satanist is what Hollywood tells them.
Yeah. Most of these people have no clue what Satanism is about or what a Satanist is. They just think, oh, Satan, the devil, it must be bad.
And that's exactly what this woman says, Lisa Cutrafello of Clifton Heights. I wouldn't want a satanic or cultish anything on clothing in schools. but it's obviously a free speech issue. No, she goes on. No, a different person goes on. It's like a free speech issue. Are they going to allow Nazis to be able to put symbols on kids' shirts and send them to school? Asked Donna Willis of Media. I guess that's a place in the school district.
I mean, I would say that those are two very different things.
Yes, one is a symbol of white supremacy and fascism and, you know, the Holocaust and other horrific things. And the other is a symbol of religious freedom,
freedom of expression. This just really shows her misunderstanding of Satanism.
It absolutely does. It just sort of raises awareness, said Joseph Rose, for what Satanists are, what we're not, and maybe helps empower us a little when we have to reach out to the next high school, which I'm doing. So apparently there are multiple high schools that are doing this that he's having to reach out to. I mean, obviously, Satanists are what the are not what the media makes them out to be, and that's part of the West Memphis 3. For people who think that it's not that big of a deal what people think Satanists actually are, considering how much of a minority we are, but there was this kid in West Memphis, Arkansas, who was murdered.
Wow.
And because these three goth Satanist kids who listen to Marilyn Manson and stuff happened to know him, I don't know all of the details anymore at this point, but they were called the West Memphis 3, and they spent a lot of time in prison solely because they were goth kids. And that was how the police interpreted it. Like, oh no, this was satanic cultism. And this was at the height of the satanic panic. And because of that, they falsified evidence, they lied.
So what happened? This kid got murdered and they blamed it on the goth Satanist kids?
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't remember all of the details here. It's a huge saga, and it goes back years. I mean, Disturbed even wrote a song called Three that is about this very topic, and that's what made me aware of the issue in the first place. But it absolutely happened. Someone got murdered, and the nearby Satanists got blamed because of the satanic panic that was, you know, thriving in the 80s and 90s. So awareness about what Satanists actually are is definitely a good thing. According to Satanic Delco's website, the group does not worship Satan, but rather believes that religion can and should be divorced from superstition. I don't know that it should be divorced from superstition. I certainly agree that it can be. But if you want a religion that's divorced from superstition, which is kind of what Reformed Satanism is, that's cool. But if other people want a religion that's tied to superstition, I don't necessarily see an issue with that.
Yeah. To each their own, right?
Right. He goes on to say, we do not promote a belief in a personal Satan. To embrace the name Satan is to embrace rational inquiry removed from supernaturalism and archaic tradition-based superstitions. Satanists should actively work to hone critical thinking and exercise reasonable agnosticism in all things. Our beliefs must be malleable to the best current scientific understandings of the material world, never the reverse. Which is largely a statement I agree with. I mean, if that's what one wants to guide them, the scientific understanding of the world, sure. But it's personal liberty above everything else. If another Satanist wants to be guided by a belief in other things, things other than current scientific understandings, that's also fine. That's their choice to make, how they live their life, what they want to be guided by. And this is why I like the fundamental tenets of the Satanic Temple. There's seven of them, and they're really misconstrued and obviously misinterpreted by the modern-day Satanic Temple, which is like this hard-left progressive organization, because Satanism got overtaken by progressive humanists, and all the more reason that the Reformed Satanic Church exists, and they hold themselves to be God, and they should be the ones making decisions for others. But like the fourth tenet is one's body is subject to one's will own, one's own will, and is inviolable. And, of course, they don't like that. They like it when it comes to abortion, but when it comes to having to put a vaccine in your body, oh, no, no. Suddenly your body's not just subject to your own will alone, but our will. It supersedes your will. So there's a lot of hypocrisy, but still, this guy is doing good things, and I appreciate that, because all of the kids who want to wear Baphomet T-shirts, there can't really be that many of them in Delaware County, Pennsylvania. But hey, for those kids who want to wear pentagrams and Baphomet T-shirts, now they can finally do that. So kudos to this guy for putting in the work and actually consistently emailing and calling the superintendent in order to get them to reverse this policy.
Did the article say how this guy got involved with doing this?
Yes. Fellow Satanists with children that attended schools within the district made him aware of it.
Okay.
And he was like, okay, well, something needs to be done about this because you're not banning all religions from having clothing or gear there. You're just banning this one particular religion, which obviously is an issue. And hopefully, you know, now more people within the school district, I mean, they're not listening to this guy, though. They're just saying, I don't know. I don't want satanic or cultish imagery.
Yeah.
I just want my kid to be able to wear his cultish cross. What's wrong with that? Maybe I'm wrong here. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, where you can join us, share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And coming up, I'm going to be ranting, and I'm sure Nikki will be joining me, because apparently it's relatively common for trans women to rape women, and the hardcore progressive LGBT left doesn't seem to get why that's an issue. But before we get into that, there's a story that I want to get into that you have about this school district, or this one particular school that was just being overwhelmed with violence and students fighting one another, and they didn't have these security guards to even deal with that.
Yeah, so there was a violent week at school, in a school in Louisiana, that saw 23 students arrested over the span of 3 days. This is Southwood High School, and the parents knew that something needed to change. So
I think what bothers me most about this is that it was an odd number of people arrested, right? Because that means
right.
at least one person got teamed up on by two people. And that's never good.
See, I wouldn't even have thought of that, but that's true. That could have been what happened.
I don't know how else it could be an odd number, unless the kid was fighting himself.
That would be interesting.
Just that bored in class.
Yeah.
I'm going to make this more interesting.
So some dads decided to take matters into their own hands. They formed Dads on Duty, a group of about 40 dads who take shifts spending time at the school in Louisiana, greeting students in the morning and helping maintain a positive environment for learning rather than fighting. You know, kind of like what the teachers are supposed to be doing.
Well, also, what kind of what the dads are supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Setting good examples, being friendly, learning the kids, learning the community. I just wish, I mean, it's a bunch of dads going to the school to be security, and they didn't even come up with a dad joke for their name.
I know, just Dads on Duty. You guys couldn't have thought of anything better than that. But, you know, you do have a point, though. It is their responsibility to make sure that their kids are decent human beings, that they're nice and kind and not fighting in school. But I think that probably, I mean, this is a high school, so that probably should have been established long ago. But it is
good
cool
point.
That these guys were able to step in. I mean, 40 parents, that's a lot of dads to kind of step up. And, you know, most people don't have the time off of work to be able to work during a school or to volunteer during a school day. So it's interesting. I don't think any other school has ever had anything like this happen.
No, but it sounds like a positive program. And,
yeah, for sure.
I mean, kudos to these dads for seeing a problem and organizing themselves in a way that doesn't involve police or school cops or more security guards or anything like that. That's like, no, we're just going to step up and solve this problem in a peaceful way. They didn't even do anything. They just started greeting other kids and, you know, saying, hey, welcome to school or whatever.
Yeah.
And that solved the problem.
And the students say it's working, and the numbers prove it. There hasn't been a single incident on campus since the dads showed up. And though none of the dads have degrees in school counseling or criminal justice, they do have some relevant experience.
Well, you don't really need a degree in criminal justice to, you know, operate within the community. Because I think that's probably the biggest aspect of this. You don't want to fight this kid because you just met his dad and his dad seemed pretty cool or whatever. Or they met your dad and your dad seemed pretty cool. It's a good way of bringing a community together in a peaceful way.
Honestly, I think if they had degrees in criminal justice, it would make it worse.
It probably would. Yeah.
because
then they'd be school cops who were just authority figures and not some random dad.
So I think this probably works a lot better than a typical security guard, and especially a school cop. So,
Based on what you told me about Sunday, school cops are beyond useless arresting a 10-year-old girl for drawing a, quote, mean picture.
I don't even think
student.
That was a school cop. I think that was, like, the town cop that came and arrested this little girl for drawing a mean picture of another classmate. I can't even. It blows my mind.
Yeah, that blows my mind.
It's getting crazy out here, folks.
Episode.
One of the dads says, we're dads. We decided the best people who can take care of our kids are us, which makes sense.
So why didn't they, if they have this much time, why not just take your kid out of public school?
If they have 40 parents willing to step up, wouldn't they just be able to kind of form a homeschooling group? But I also think that maybe they, like, I don't believe that every, I obviously really, really advocate for homeschooling, but I don't believe that every parent is necessarily capable of homeschooling their kids. Nowadays, like, there's online programs, so you can kind of just do something like that, but I don't think, like, normally there's, like, a certain point where you realize that, like, kids start to surpass their parents in their knowledge.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think that happens pretty young for some children. Unfortunately, not every adult is educated.
That's a fair point.
Like, I remember asking my parents for help with, like, math homework in high school, and they were like, nope, you're on your own. These X's and Y's, like, I don't get it.
It's also true that a lot of these dads may just have, like, 30 minutes. They're hanging out at school between, like, 7:30 and 8 on their way to work or whatever, so they don't have a full day to spend homeschooling their kids. So.
And this is in Louisiana, and I think the culture might be a little bit different than it is up here in New Hampshire. Homeschooling's a pretty big thing, especially in the libertarian community.
Sure.
But a lot of people in New Hampshire seem to homeschool their kids and do, like, more homesteady type stuff. Whereas in Louisiana, it seems like this is probably isn't a rural area either. It seems like it might be a city. So that's probably not as big out there as it would be someplace like New Hampshire.
I'm continually shocked by the number of schools here in King, New Hampshire, because one of the towns that I lived in when I lived in Mississippi, I had a population about half of King's, but it only had the one school.
Yeah.
I mean, 12,000 people, one school. King, 22,000, and I don't even know how many schools there are here. There's at least four that I can think of, two of which are private schools, and there's at least five that I can think of, two of which are private schools, and probably more than that I don't just know about because I don't have any kids. So
yeah.
School choice is definitely a big thing here. Private schooling, also a very big thing here. Because two private schools in one little 22,000
yeah, that's
population.
A lot.
Yeah. And a lot of homeschooling as well, as you mentioned.
So the article continues to say, now any negative energy that enters the building has to run the gauntlet of good parenting.
That's a good way of putting it. I like that.
I immediately felt a form of safety, one of the students said. We stopped fighting and people started going to class.
Well, you got to do something. When you have 23 fights in 3 days.
And 23 students getting arrested over the span of 3 days.
Oh, that's right, 23 students.
Crazy. I know, there's probably more fights than that.
That's true.
Yeah, that's insane. See, I went to like a preppy high school kind of, so there were probably like 3 fights over the span of the time I was there. There was nothing like this when I was in high school.
When I was in school, there was about one fight a month, I would speculate, but this was right before they started calling the cops on students who were fighting. They just sort of, the principal would come or a teacher would come. They would separate them and they would get suspended for 5 days or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, I feel like that was a good thing because it allowed these students to learn some valuable lessons. One, how to fight, because one day you may be out there on the streets and you may have to actually fight to defend yourself.
Yeah.
It's good to have at least some experience instead of going directly to jail or whatever. But what are your thoughts? Is it a good thing to arrest students for fighting, teenagers for fighting? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. moderate and progressive Democrats are trying to come together on the finalized price tag for the budget reconciliation bill after it was determined it would be well below the originally proposed $3.5 trillion mark. Republicans, however, are worried about inflation continue. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman says now is not the time to pass both bills.
This is the wrong time for a lot of reasons. One is it will increase the inflationary pressure we're already feeling. And Republicans and Democrats alike who look at this objectively, including Larry Summers, former Treasury Secretary in the Obama years, say this is going to add more to the inflationary pressure.
The president says the bill will not raise taxes on Americans making less than $400,000 a year. The National Retail Federation says this upcoming holiday sales season could break records. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Republicans are slamming AG Merrick Garland over immigration caravans heading to the U.S. During a hearing, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham asking Garland if he knew about several thousand migrants marching through Mexico toward the United States. Garland saying he saw reports in the media and then saying he doesn't recall being told by the Border Patrol that they're being overwhelmed by the flood of illegal immigrants. The Iranian government is speaking out after a cyber attack on Tuesday.
Iran's president said Wednesday that a cyber attack which paralyzed every gas station in Iran was designed to get people angry by creating disorder and disruption, as long lines continued a day after the incident. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack that began on Tuesday. The hack rendered useless the government-issued electronic cards that many Iranians use to buy subsidized fuel at the pump. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It is the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. Just click Getting Started at the top of the page. Take just a few minutes out of your day to learn about this world-changing important information. They have a couple of videos there. It just takes you a few minutes, and you can learn the basics of cryptocurrency. You can get in as deeply into it as you want, but all you really need to understand to start is the basics, and you can find that at Bitcoin.com. And if you already know the basics and just want to stay up to date on what's happening in the world of cryptocurrency, news.bitcoin.com has everything you need to stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you. That's news.bitcoin.com. Now, the headline for this article is, we're being pressured into sex by some trans women. Well, without even getting into the article, I already am bothered by it, because being pressured into sex is rape.
Yeah.
No matter how people slice it.
It doesn't matter if you're a man, woman, trans, cis, whatever you are, it's not cool.
But there's so much to unpack in this story that... Let's start. Let's get into what 24-year-old Jenny has to say. She is a lesbian who did not want to have sex with a trans woman. I've had someone saying they would rather kill me than Hitler. They said they would strangle me with a belt if they were in a room with me and Hitler. That was so bizarrely violent, just because I won't have sex with trans women. Now, Jenny is a lesbian. She says she is only attracted to women who are biologically female and thus have female parts. She therefore only has sex and relationships with women who are biologically female. Jenny doesn't think this should be controversial, and I have to agree with Jenny, but not everyone agrees. She has been described as transphobic, a genital fetishist, a pervert, and a TERF, a trans-exclusionary radical feminist. Now, this whole perspective here blows my mind. If not wanting to, let's just say, be in a relationship with a trans woman makes someone transphobic, then not wanting to be in a relationship with a woman would make gay men misogynists.
Yeah.
It would make lesbians misandrists. And if that reasoning doesn't sound right to you, it's because the reasoning is wrong. There's nothing about having... I want to say preference, but I want to unpack that later, because they're painting this whole thing as just a preference.
But it's not really. I mean, it's her actual sexual orientation, you know? It's who she's attracted to for relationships and for, you know, whatever.
That's exactly it. There's a common argument that they try and use that goes, what if you met a woman in a bar and she's really beautiful and you got on really well and you went home and you discovered that she's a trans woman? Would you just not be interested? Well, yes, because even if someone seems attractive at first, you can go off them, and which I think she means you can be turned off by them. I just don't possess the capacity to be attracted to people who are biologically male, regardless of how they identify, which sounds to me like a reasonable position. The author became aware of this particular issue after writing an article about sex, lies, and legal consent. Several people got in touch with the author to say that there was a huge problem for lesbians who were being pressured to accept the idea that male genitalia can be a female organ. I knew this would be a hugely divisive subject, but the author wanted to find out how widespread the issue was. And judging by this article, it's pretty widespread. Ultimately, it has been difficult to determine the true scale of the problem because there has been little research on this topic, only one survey to my knowledge. However, those affected have told me the pressure comes from a minority of trans women, which is good. It's just a minority doing this. But there's also social pressure here, and we're going to get into that later with lesbians being concerned that if they say no, they don't want to date a trans woman. Even though the trans woman herself didn't say something like, hey, if you don't date me, I'm going to call you transphobic, fear of that happening has caused lesbians to actually date trans women that they didn't actually want to date. So it isn't just individual pressure, it's social pressure.
And that's so toxic. Like, imagine someone, you know, being in a relationship with someone and knowing that they were just in that relationship with you just so they wouldn't seem transphobic. Like, that's worse.
It is. It's a toxic relationship created within a toxic society. Lesbians describe being harassed and silenced if they try to discuss the issue openly. Look, I see that all the time. Anytime you step outside the mainstream trans sphere, you're silenced, you're harassed, or you're bullied. A friend of mine in the UK who happens to be trans wrote an article about Dave Chappelle and pointed out something that I said about it, and people were asking her, why do you remain friends with Arya? She's so transphobic or whatever. And I'm obviously not transphobic, but I stepped outside the narrow thinking that they require of people in order to be, quote, on their side. She says one thing that, this is a tweet she's quoting, it's written by a trans woman. One thing every lesbian deals with is straight dudes telling them if only they'd give them a chance, they might realize they're actually straight. Trans activists have that same energy. Let people date who they want to date. If someone rejects you, it's none of your business why. And I tend to agree with that as well. No one owes me an explanation of why they don't want to date me. And if they do give me an explanation, hey, that's their explanation. I can't say, oh, no, you're wrong for these reasons. No, they don't want to date me. They're not wrong. It's just all I can do is respect that and carry on with my life.
And it seemed like we, everybody understands this when it comes to heterosexual relationships, or even, you know, most regular gay relationships. But the second you throw like non-binary or trans people into the mix, it just makes people all confused. And it's like, no, the same rules apply. We don't have to make this complicated. If you don't want to date somebody, it doesn't make you transphobic. It just means that this person is a lesbian with a preference for biological females.
Which is totally valid. I mean, yeah, that's sort of what I always understood a lesbian to be.
Yeah.
One of the lesbian women that I spoke to, she changed the names to all of these people, Amy, told me she experienced verbal abuse from her own girlfriend, a bisexual woman who wanted them to have a threesome with a trans woman. When Amy explained her reasons for not wanting to, her girlfriend became angry. The first thing she did was call me transphobic. She immediately jumped to making me feel guilty about not wanting to sleep with someone. And that's so horrifying that anyone would do that, much less that it seems to be relatively common within the LGBTQ community. She said the trans woman in question had not undergone gender reassignment surgery. I know there is zero possibility for me to be attracted to this person, Amy said. I can hear their male vocal cords. I can see the male jawline. I know under their clothes what there is. These are physical realities that as a woman who likes women, I just can't ignore. Amy said she would feel this way even if a trans woman had undergone surgery, which some opt for, but many don't. Soon afterwards, Amy and her girlfriend split up.
Wow, this made them break up? Yes. I mean, yeah, that might not be the reason, but it sounds like it.
It sounds like it was probably the reason. And I only hope that Amy was the one who ended the relationship with this toxic human being that tried to guilt trip her into having sex with someone else.
That's so wrong. And if you think about it, so the lesbian couple, if it was a man that's identifying as a man, and she was like, oh, no, I'm not attracted to men, sorry, we wouldn't call her sexist.
No, she wouldn't be a misandrist just for that reason. I mean, it's okay to have a sexual orientation.
Yeah.
But from what she says, it sounds like Amy was the one who got broken up with. And it sounds like it was about this. I remember she was extremely shocked and angry and claimed my views were extremist propaganda and inciting violence towards the trans community, as well as comparing me to far-right groups, she said, which I understand far-right groups to be Nazis. So, and based on someone saying earlier, if I was in a room with you and Hitler, I would strangle you with the belt. I have to imagine she was being called a Nazi by her then-girlfriend, and that's probably what led to this breakup. There's more coming up on this, and it gets so much more bizarre, so much worse than what we started out with. 603-283-6160. You can weigh in, 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
You can join us, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to weigh in with your thoughts and opinions. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And we're talking about this story here where evidently lesbians are having their sexual identity as lesbians sort of erased by this pressure from sometimes individual trans women, but that seems to be more uncommon. There seems to be a lot more of a sort of social pressure going on here. And that's where Chloe comes in. She felt so pressured that she ended up having sex with a trans woman at university after repeatedly explaining she was not interested. They lived near each other in halls of residence. Chloe had been drinking and does not think she could have given proper consent. She says, I felt very bad for hating every moment because the idea is we are attracted to gender rather than sex. And I did not feel that, and I felt bad for feeling like that.
That is so awful.
That is. And that's not because any particular trans woman ever said, like, hey, you, if you're not interested in me, you're transphobic. It's because there's some sort of underlying social pressure here that the trans community has to deal with, because stuff like this is clearly happening and it has to be dealt with. Ashamed and embarrassed, she decided not to tell anyone. The language at the time was very much trans women are women. They are always women, lesbians should date them. And I was like, that's the reason I rejected this person. Does that make me bad? Am I not going to be allowed to be in the LGBTQ community anymore? Look, the LGBTQ community was the one that created those circumstances where you felt pressured into doing this in the first place. Just do like me and don't have anything to do with that community because it's toxic. It's toxic because it's doing stuff like this. Am I going to face repercussions for that? So I didn't tell anyone. Hearing about experiences like these led one lesbian activist to begin researching the topic. Angela Wild is co-founder of Get the L Out, whose members believe the rights of lesbians are being ignored by much of the current LGBTQ movement, which, based on what we're seeing here, I kind of agree with it. She and her fellow activists have demonstrated at Pride marches in the UK, where they have faced opposition. Pride in London accused the group of, quote, bigotry, ignorance, and hatred. Lesbians are still extremely scared to speak because they think they won't be believed because the trans ideology is so silencing everywhere, she said. And look, trans people aren't very common. And Dave Chappelle is Dave Chappelle. But there was a legit possibility, very brief, that the trans community was going to successfully get Dave Chappelle's special kicked off of Netflix.
Yeah.
That's a disproportionate amount of power. To pretend like that level of power being wielded recklessly in ways that they don't intend to pressure lesbians into having sex with trans women can't possibly happen is dangerous.
And it's not just trans women that are doing stuff like this. It's mostly other people speaking on trans women's behalf.
Very true.
Or, you know, trans people in general speaking on their behalf. And we saw that a lot with, for another example, with the Black Lives Matter thing. It was pretty much a bunch of white girls that were speaking for black people.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, isn't that the whole point? Like, it's their time to talk now. But it's, you know, people just always have to be the, like, they have to be the hero.
Well, I don't know any of the trans employees at Netflix who were upset at Dave Chappelle or whatever, but based on how upset they were about Netflix running the latest special, I can't imagine that they wouldn't cry foul if some lesbian told them, no, I'm not interested in you,
yeah.
you're trans. Because that's just sort of the mindset they breed, that you know they have to be 100% accepted, and that includes by lesbians, or everyone is transphobic.
I also don't know why it's a huge surprise that lesbians might not like penises.
I mean, to me, that
makes
common sense, right?
Yeah.
And we don't hear about the issue in the other direction, where trans men, which a woman who transitioned to a man, is upset because a gay guy doesn't want to have anything to do with her.
Yeah.
We hear that, we go, well, of course, idiot, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
But when it comes to lesbians, suddenly it doesn't make sense anymore. And I'm like, no, the same rules still apply, and it's not weird, it's normal. Lesbians are still extremely scared to speak because they think they won't be believed. Angela created a questionnaire for lesbians and distributed it via social media, then published the results. She said that of the 80 women who did respond, which is not a very large pool of people, 56% reported being pressured or coerced to accept a trans woman as a partner. While acknowledging the sample may not be representative of the wider lesbian community, she believes it was important to capture their points of views and stories. Well, that's at least more than 40 lesbians who reported being pressured or coerced
yeah.
into having a particular sexual partner. And once again, being pressured or coerced is rape.
Yeah.
It's not sex. As well as experiencing pressure to go on dates or engage in sexual activity with trans women, some of the respondents reported being successfully persuaded to do so. Okay, so it's not at least 40 women who were raped. Some of they just felt pressure. So let me clarify that. I thought I would be called a transphobe, or that it would be wrong of me to turn down a trans woman who wanted to exchange nude pictures, one wrote. Young women feel pressure to sleep with trans women, quote, to prove I am not a TERF.
Oh, God.
Which is a trans-exclusionary radical feminist. And that's a culture created by trans women who created the word TERF to describe cis women. I don't think it was ever meant to apply to lesbians, but obviously, I guess there could be some lesbians out there who are like, no, you're a man, but having that and not wanting to have a relationship with you because of the parts of your body are totally different things. One woman reported being targeted in an online group. I was told that homosexuality doesn't exist, and I owed it to my trans sisters to unlearn my, quote, genital confusion so I can enjoy having sex with them.
What?
Yes. And now this isn't an online group, right? Not in the real world, but the fact that it happened at all
yeah.
is horrifying. That is not at all okay.
And that's sort of what the argument is here. Homosexuality, she was told that homosexuality doesn't exist, which is counter to everything the LGBT community has been saying for, like, the last 60 years.
They are very confused. Whoever is doing this is very, very confused. They're complicating everything when really it should just be, I mean, to me and you, we seem to agree that it's pretty obvious.
Yes.
The way, like, these social rules and social norms should be, like, rape is, it's a pretty, like, black and white topic, you know, pretty black and white issue.
What I'm noticing here is they're not actually pointing to very many trans women who are saying, hey, no, look, you have to date me or you have to have relations with me or whatever. Otherwise, you're transphobic. They're just talking about this massive social pressure or other people who may or may not be trans, allies, most likely, speaking up and saying, oh, no, you can't do this. That's transphobic. Not seeing yet any actual trans women who said, hey, no, you're transphobic if you're not interested in me. One of these women compared going on dates with trans women to so-called conversion therapy, the controversial practice of trying to change someone's sexual orientation. Well, yeah, because it kind of is conversion therapy. I knew I wasn't attracted to her, but internalized the idea that it was because of my trans misogyny.
Oh, God.
And that if I dated them for long enough, I could start to be attracted to them. It was DIY, do-it-yourself, conversion therapy, she wrote. And this is real. This is happening. And it's because trans people have created so much pressure that you have to accept them as just totally normal women. And this is something I've avoided since I transitioned. I'm like, look, I've never actually asked anyone to call me she or her or to call me a woman or whatever. And I said, if you're going to, you still kind of have to put an asterisk there. I'm not just a woman. I'm a trans woman. And I don't care if you recognize that, because I recognize that.
Yeah.
That is who I am. Another reported a trans woman physically forcing her to have sex after they went on a date, which, by any standard, is rape. They threatened to out me as a TERF and risk my job if I refused to sleep with her. I was told I was too young to argue and had been brainwashed by queer theory, so she was a woman, even if every fiber of my being was screaming throughout, so I agreed to go home with her.
Oh my gosh, that is so messed up.
It is, and there's more stories like these, and the article gets into them, and this is an issue that needs to be talked about, and a lot of trans women are speaking up saying, hey, this needs to be talked about. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.